Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's Wrong Wednesday is a segment where we enjoy most of the segment.
I enjoy that
part of the segment.
It's good.
Because I can't just sit there for 20 minutes of dead air, you know?
Sure. Unless you move up to New York, it'll be fine.
Right. Get all the ratings.
What's Wrong Wednesday, 877-881-1053. Maybe you're in a direction, maybe like near Garland, where storms are about to hit.
Oh, no. That's where I live.
In the southwestern part of DFW, and that's where storms are heavy. But if you're on 75 right now, a drop of water. And I think it's going to miss us, just as I predicted earlier whenever I looked outside and said it's probably going to miss us.
I mean, it looks really scary outside,
but it's
though.
And what did I say, Kevin? I can look into the sky
said,
and tell
so
you
I
what
was
the weather is.
Deadwood yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
But yeah, let us know what is wrong. 877-881-1053. And I told the story earlier about Avery sending Lucy over to pick up on some girls. And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like he shouldn't be using his sister and her cuteness to get girls. But then there's a part of me that's like, that's an awesome move.
What does your wife think about that? That's okay. What I was curious.
I haven't had a chance to talk to her about it yet because we swapped the kids. Like, you know, she took the kids as soon as I was leaving. We didn't even talk. So, and she screwed me over today. You know what? You want to know what's wrong, Kevin?
My God.
As a matter of fact, here's what's wrong. I thought on my way into work that I didn't have any dinner, but then I realized, because Reggie knows this, I left a piece of chicken in here last night. So I have a piece of chicken. But I couldn't go home because Adrian was running so late from a memorial service she was at, which I couldn't hold against her because it was a memorial service.
It feels like you might.
But then I needed to go home and get some vegetables or something to bring up to the studio. Didn't have any. Then on my way in, I'm sitting there going, okay, I'll just stop and buy some. Looking at my wallet, guess what? I don't even have my card with me because it's in my shorts from this morning whenever I took a run and I said, hey, I might need my card, and didn't bring them. And then in addition to that, I looked down. You know how many miles I can drive to get before my tank is empty? It said 22.
Ooh.
Do you know how long it is, how far it is from here to my house?
24.
At least 22.
It's 20. Well, by the time I got here, it was down to 18. So I have 18 miles to get from here to the house, but it takes me 20 miles to get to my house from this office.
Tried to loan you a dollar.
Are lower.
I've got lots of money over here. All I need is your bank information.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not even doing that joke either.
I think you should.
I tried to loan you a dollar.
I appreciate it.
Hey, you can get a dollar's worth of gas.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you need some money for gas?
I'm going to try it out.
Are you sure?
I'm going to see
I don't know.
How far I can get on whatever I have left in the tank. Uh-huh. And you know what she's going to have to do when she wakes up in the morning? Go fill that car up.
Because you left your card in your shorts?
Yeah, because I left my card in my shorts and she was running late.
How are you getting home from there?
From where?
From wherever your car...
From wherever my car ends
up?
Walk? I mean, it should only be like 2 miles.
Will it still be raining at that point?
I want to tell you again...
No, it won't be raining at that point.
That doesn't always go at the rate you think, and at the speed that you drive, the gas will get used up faster than usual.
I understand this, but in instances like this, because one night, I had about 16 to 19 miles. I can't remember exactly what it was, and I was able to make it home. But usually I would stop and get gas on the way home. I can't because I don't have my card. And I couldn't go home to get my card because I was already running behind to work because of everything else. So, yeah, that's what's wrong. And she just texted me, so I'll have to.
Oh, so she's listening, too. From the 903, what's wrong is that I'm delivering food. Just had a delivery with special instructions not to ring the doorbell because their baby was sleeping. I spaced out when I walked up to the door, not thinking. I rang the doorbell. I immediately realized my mistake, and now I feel awful. Wish it was Forgiveness Friday. I can't forgive you for that because it's not the right day. But
right.
Hopefully those people forgave you?
Lord.
I mean, their baby's going to wake up and start crying anyway. Like, my sister has that on her front door, and I hope people abide by it.
The baby on the front door?
No, the little sign.
You shouldn't have to ring a baby.
No, the little sign, like, there's a sleeping baby in there. But, you know, he wakes up a lot, and sometimes he gets angry.
I just got a message from what I do believe is Sparkman. It says there's some change in the fan flash room if I need extra unleaded juice.
What a great guy.
But doesn't that Sparky is like, that's what Sparkman was going to use for dinner? Like, he just strikes me as somebody who just lives every moment by the seat of his pants. And he's like, oh, I didn't get dinner. Crap, I'll be hungry. There's change in the fan room.
Does anybody know how to use Apple Pay? Because somebody said that you can use Apple Pay at QT, and a lot of people are saying you don't have Apple Pay. Reggie, how do I set up Apple Pay? Do I just give you my PIN?
Sounds like an off-air conversation, but not what you just said.
See, I can help you set up Apple Pay. You just have to send me your bank account.
No, see, still no. From another 903, picking up a hot date, but I have no AC in my car. She's too damn hot and probably not going to hook up. But couldn't you use that to your advantage? You could say you do have AC. And she's like, why is it so hot in here? And you're just like, because of you.
And that works for the first half mile.
Okay, well then, be like Corey. Don't go somewhere far. Like, be efficient and change her plans. Now you're going to take her to somewhere different.
From the 636, babies are dumb. Dumb. Ask them anything. No answer. Dumb.
What? What a weird take. Okay. Yes.
I mean, they're quite literally dumb.
I mean, I don't say that, right? Their brains are just not developed.
Speak. Yeah, they're dumb. Yeah. That's the definition.
Okay.
Accurate.
I don't know if this counts as what's wrong, but did you see that North Carolina State just got hit with a couple of allegations from when they had Dennis Smith Jr. there? Remember when we had Dennis Smith Jr.?
Those were times.
Yeah.
Were times.
Yeah.
What kind of times?
I'm still not sure how that didn't work. Just don't know how it didn't work.
Yeah.
From the 972, What's Wrong Wednesday, came home from first day at new job and found the storm took out my man cave.
Oh, no. Where do you live?
In a cave, man. They just said.
No. What? They do not live in a cave, and I guess even if you do live in a cave, I don't want to tell the listeners where they can and cannot live.
Don't tell me how to live.
I will not. I just want to know where that cave is so we can determine where people are having their property damaged. And, you know, and this is, it sounds so dumb, but until it actually affects you, I understood why people felt this way. I was definitely the person who would get angry that they would cut into my TV shows or my programs, if you will, to do weather updates. I'm like, come on, dude. Or at least, like, make it work in the 3-minute commercial break and let's go. But then when the tornado...
Commercial break's how you get paid, though.
Well, that's for them to figure out. Then when the tornado came through the day after Christmas in 2015, ripped holes in my roof, then I was like, you know what? I'm never going to complain about that again because this would be super, super helpful information.
What did you choose to complain about instead?
Oh, I mean, you've heard me. I complain about all kinds of things, and people can complain right now. For the 972, babies are the dumbest forms of humans by far. What about liberals? Oh, just kidding! Politics! But that's for everybody who always says every single person at this station is liberal. Maybe they're not.
Oh, from the 9...
Maybe I believe in nothing.
I think only a liberal could tell a joke like that.
They don't have senses of humor.
From the 979, and if you are the 979 and you know I'm about to read your text, go ahead and turn up your radio as loud as you would like and roll down your window. What's Wrong Wednesday is this guy in the drive-thru not realizing he needs to pull up to the second window!
Oh, how long is it taking him to figure that out?
Man, okay.
You're welcome.
That is a huge violation. The other thing that irritates me is the person in the drive-through line that decides they're going to be behind that other car like they're driving on the highway, and there's this huge gap, and so they're still halfway kind of covering up the part where you order, and so you pulled up thinking, like, they'll move up like a normal human being so I can order, but you only get halfway, but the car is still registering, and they're like, can I take your order? And you're like, you can't because I'm too far away because this idiot won't move up. Do I honk my horn in the drive-thru and, like, cause an incident, or what do I do?
Well, yes, you honk your horn if they've got room to move up. That's, or You say, hold on, this guy in front of me won't move up. And you make sure you're loud enough for them to hear.
Okay. By the way, the man cave, or they just said the cave. So I'm inclined to believe perhaps maybe they did live in a cave, was in Louisville. So Louisville, Flower Mound people, definitely be careful out there. This is horrible from Tommy the Poet. What's wrong Wednesday? My wife found out today that she has two ulcers in her left eyeball and will likely lose sight in that eye. Good night. That is horrible, man. I'm really, really sorry.
Just found out that Chevron takes Apple Pay, Kevin, so I can set up Apple Pay on what?
Yeah.
You probably should have listened to what we were just talking about.
No, seriously, though, when it comes to your site.
Okay. Hold on. You were listening?
Yeah, I was listening. I just thought it was kind of funny. Tommy,
What the hell are you doing?
Tommy the Poet understands. He's been in studio with us before.
He understands that you find
the humor and timing.
I'm ashamed of
you. No!
It was
What's
funny
wrong
timing.
Wednesday? I'm really sorry about that, Tommy.
I can fix that for you, Corey. If you'll just send me your bank information, I can.
Okay, but Corey is going to be able to get home, so.
Oh, yeah.
Your problem doesn't impact him at all.
Right.
But, Tommy?
No, you. I'm saying right. You don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to be okay. I'll be fine.
What are you doing right now?
I'm sorry. Dang it. I had a different approach to this whole thing. You guys yelled at me, and now I'm scared. I don't know what to do. Do you want me to be okay or not, Kevin?
I do want you to be okay.
I don't really care right now.
Oh, I care because we still have like 3 more hours. And if you just shut down now or sabotage openly segments, that will be problematic.
Yeah, I do. I don't have my number memorized, but I can call my wife and she can.
Okay, well, I'm going to do what you did, but in reverse. For the 806, what's wrong? Corey's a cold-blooded bastard.
I'm not a cold-blooded bastard.
I mean, you are still laughing about this situation. Yes. That doesn't really help.
Yes.
It really doesn't help whatsoever. From the 817, I don't know what you just said. What's wrong Wednesday? Weather forecasters don't have any repercussion for being wrong on weather. Everyone else gets punished for being wrong or doing their job wrong. I just got screwed over by a wrong weather forecast, and now my job site got flooded.
Oh, gosh.
I should
listen to my weather forecast.
Yes.
I'll loop you into the Dan Brunoff chain.
Oh, man. Yeah, you need the Dan Brunoff email.
Yeah.
You get get Brunoff's email and you'll be
updates
prepared.
Every 10 minutes, whether you want them or not.
That 320 update was clutch.
We'll throw this out there. What's wrong Wednesday? And I don't know if we have discussed this yet, but the weather is affecting New Orleans right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Reggie was saying the French Quarter's already flooded. They haven't even gotten the hurricane yet. This is before the hurricane, and it's about to hit them. So New Orleans is about to, they're already experiencing flooding. So that neck
you
of the
think
woods.
That's also hilarious?
I do not.
Okay, good. From the 972, what's wrong Wednesday? This girl keeps harassing me after a hookup last week. I've missed 100 calls in 2 days. You could just block her, right?
Not unless it was good. You just keep.
I mean, but he says harass. He hasn't answered these phone calls.
No, you don't answer it. But at the one point where you need to go back and. You know, re-up your supply.
How much work do you have to put in to make sure that she stays on the line then?
Oh, none if she's called you 100 times in 2 days.
Fair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.